King David, Part 4.
The previous lesson dealt with the final moments of King Saul's life when he dies in battle with the Philistines, and when David becomes king over the tribe of Judah in Hebron. This lesson now will deal with David becoming king over all of Israel and how God is, through him, blessing all of his people Israel. We now start reading in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron, and they spoke, "We are your bone and your flesh. Also in times past when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in, and the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.' Therefore all the elders of Israel came to the king in Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David to be king over all Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of that land, who spoke to David, 'You shall not come in here. The blind and the lame will repel you.' They thought, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion and dwelt in it and called it the City of David. David built all around it from the millow and inward. So David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons. They built David a house. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. But now big problems begin to arise in David's life. He remains a man with a clear destiny. He knows God's plan for his life as his calling through the prophet Samuel and other prophets. It has been very clear. But also has been with him all the time and in every battle. A man will in time know in that manner that he is in God's plan. Yes, he was a man after God's own heart, but now he begins feeling success and takes more wives and concubines. Has he forgotten parts of the laws God gave to Moses? And has he forgotten a little or more that all his successes are purely God's working in his life? God gave him those successes, not he himself." And we read, "And David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron. Also more sons and daughters were born to David. When the Philistines heard that Israel had anointed King David over all the land, all the Philistines went searching for David, and when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold Jerusalem, and the Philistines deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David asked the Lord, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go up. I will definitely deliver the Philistines into your hand. So David went to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And the Philistines left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once more, deploying themselves again in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore David asked the Lord again, and he said, "You shall not go up, but circle around them and attack them in front of the mulberry trees. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly, because the Lord will then go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." And David did as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. David is now truly completing the work of conquering the land as God had instructed through Moses and later also through Joshua. We read in Deuteronomy 1, verse 5 through 8. Moses began to explain the law to the people. "The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, 'You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn around and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowlands, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them.'" And we read in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, rise up, go over the Jordan. You and all this people, go to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, it shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, because to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the laws that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Questions to discuss. Do you notice that God now uses King David to complete the conquest of the promised land? Why does God give Israel all that land? Why does God want to get rid of all the people who used to live in the land? I have to think now of a warning God gave through Moses to his people in Exodus 23, verse 31. I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenants with them or with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, or they will make you sin against me. Because if you serve their gods, that will surely be a snare to you. Now David shows the very best of kingly leadership. He needs to bring God's presence on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Tabernacle to a final place in central Israel. And that is in the stronghold city of David, Jerusalem, where David already has settled his government. We read in 2 Samuel 6, again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000, and David went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. So they set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the Ark of God, and Ahio went before the Ark. And David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord, on all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it because the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the Ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of that place Pered Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not move the Ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was told to King David, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God." Then David went and brought up the Ark of God from that house of Obed-Edom to the city of David, and with gladness. So it was, when those bearing the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. They brought the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of Hosts. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. David answered her, It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this. I will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. The question to discuss, is David not a wonderful leader of God's people? Do you notice that David knows his place under God? And he knows that he is no more important to God than any other child of God. Is that not what a real leader should be like? A servant leader? David can be with the common people and be even one of them before God. That makes him a man after God's own heart. When the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. And Nathan answered the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, because the Lord God is with you. But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan, Tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, Would you build a house for me to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house since the time I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day. But I have moved about in a tent, a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel? Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Therefore now say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel, and I've been with you wherever you have gone, and I've cut off all your enemies before you. I've made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Besides, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. And I have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of man and with the blows of the sons of men, but my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I have removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in, sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet, this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the way men do things, O Lord God? Now what more can David say to you? Because you, Lord God, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people? Who is like Israel, the one nation on the earth, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for himself a name, and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land, before your people, whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods. Because you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. Questions to discuss. Do you think that God was pleased that David thought of him having a beautiful house for himself in Israel? Would you like to be so close and intimately talking with Father God? End of this lesson.